Now, climatologists from Icarus, Maynooth University's Climate Research Centre, and MetEireann have found that increasing global temperatures, climate change, transformed an otherwise average Irish summer into a record-breaking one. And Dr. Claire Bergen from Maynooth University is on the line now to tell us more. Dr. Bergen, it wasn't necessarily the warmest summer in the daytime, but anyone trying to sleep at night, trying to get air, was almost impossible, wasn't it?
Hi, yeah. So I suppose exactly what you're saying there. People, a lot of people remember, say, the summer of 95 and 76 being particularly warm during the day. And I'm kind of comparing this summer saying, you know, it wasn't that warm. But I'm sure a lot of people, if you actually cast your minds back, will remember that it was quite hard to sleep at night. So what we actually found was that nighttime temperatures, they would have, say, in a pre-industrial time, so what we say in a 1.3 degree cooler climate, they would have happened about once every 600 years, which effectively relates to really not happening at all. At the moment, they're actually happening once every 15 years. And what's more troubling still is our results show that in a future climate of 3 degrees of warming, which will probably happen if there's no massive global initiative and change towards our fossil fuel emission, it will probably happen by the end of this century. That would actually lead to similar nighttime temperatures happening once every 2 years and probably being a whole degree warmer on average as well.
And why is this happening? What's driving these higher nighttime temperatures?
So there's two things in particular that were unique this year but are happening more and more often. So this was this driest spring on record, which meant that our soils were very dry coming into the summer. Normally there's a lot of moisture there, so when the heat of the summer arrives, it evaporates off the water on the top layer of soil, and this actually creates a sort of cooling effect, almost like a natural sort of air conditioning system. But that wasn't there this year. So the soils were already dry coming into June, and that meant when the higher temperatures arrived, our soils were just being heated from the start, just giving heat to the land. In addition, we had a number of marine heat waves this year, in particular this summer. So when the sea around Ireland is full of heat and warmth, there's nowhere for the air or the cool, there's nowhere for the heat in the land of Ireland to actually dissipate out into the sea. So that means at nighttime, the heat is retained and those temperatures stay higher than average. Actually, a number of the weather stations around Ireland recorded their highest temperatures for the nighttime this summer.
So this is the research you're doing, and it's clearly extremely concerning about the impact climate change is already having and how it's accelerating. And then at the UN General Assembly in New York yesterday, we have the leader of one of the most powerful nations in the world, an economic powerhouse, saying climate change is the greatest con job ever. It's a hoax, and particularly berating Europe for taking it seriously.
Yeah, I did see that he did. And look, whatever about what he says, but we just need as a society to really be pushing our global leaders to try do something to try mitigate fossil fuels, other emissions, just reduce climate change as a whole. So 10 years ago, the Paris Agreement said that we hope to stay below 1.5 degrees of global warming. And at the very least, let's stay below 2. But at the minute where we are, we're set to actually reach 3 degrees by the end of this century. A lot of our children today will see 3 degrees of warming if we don't do something drastically. They will be seeing these summers like every year. So what is a record summer this year will probably fall into the minds that it really wasn't that interesting at all, because we're just going to be set for more and more warmer summers in the future.
All right. Well, thank you for explaining all of that to us. That's Dr. Claire Bergen from Maynooth University about that Icarus and MetEireann research. It's 23 minutes past 8.